Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, what's up, folks? Rich Van Tassel with you, the Veracity Sports Show. Tonight is August 15th, 2018, and of course, we have football season right around the corner. What is it going to be? 3 weeks from this Sunday is the start, a week after Labor Day, so this would be 2 weeks. Yep, 3 weeks from this coming Sunday. Actually, 3 weeks from tomorrow will be the start of the season, because you have the Thursday night game to get things started. So we are cruising right along into the NFL season. Been some early notes coming out of training camp that we've seen. You look at, you know, with the New York Giants, especially in the area, you have Saquon Barkley being injured. A lot of questions with the New York Giants in a lot of areas. I know that there's a big push. I live in the New York area for maybe people to be high on the New York Giants. I'm not seeing it. And on the other hand, the other team here in New York, I think people are much too low on, and that's the New York Jets. And with the New York Jets specifically, what will make or break this team is clearly what they decide to do with Sam Darnold at the start of the season. Now, all indications are Sam Darnold is playing well. Josh Norman came out, and, you know, you can't really always go by what you hear, and you could say, oh, well, Josh Norman said so. What does that mean? I don't get the sense from Josh Norman that he's a guy who's going to come out and necessarily give credit to any particular player. It doesn't seem to be the guy Josh Norman is. Of course, Jalen Ramsey, had he said it, the cornerback from Jacksonville Jaguars, he is no stranger to making his feelings known about opposing players, opposing receivers, opposing quarterbacks. So then, you know, if he's saying that he thinks that a guy is looking good, then he believes that the guy is, in fact, looking good. So Josh Norman saying that he believes Sam Darnold looks well. You're hearing good things from Sam Darnold. Played very well in his first preseason game. And I think I look at the Jets from where they are now. I think this is really the only team with any sort of legitimate shot in this division close to touching the Patriots. I don't think that the Patriots are ready to be caught yet. I think the Patriots have one more year left in them. There are some cracks there. I do see the end very much in sight, however, for the New England Patriots. I believe it will be next year. If they somehow manage to get through next year, it would certainly be the year after that. And it could possibly be this season. But I don't know. I don't see it just yet. But in that division, certainly I don't see much with the Miami Dolphins. You have the Buffalo Bills adding Josh Allen. And from what we're seeing on Tyrod Taylor in Cleveland, it looks like that may have been a mistake. But really, Josh Allen in the long term may turn out to be a better option than Tyrod Taylor, who's still a relatively young guy. We don't know about that, but certainly I felt Buffalo may have been able to compete with a few more playmakers. Again, they were in the wild card last year. People often forget that. But they're going to learn with Josh Allen in there. So I don't see it with the Buffalo Bills this season. The New York Jets, however, are a team that I definitely see possibly contending for at least a wild card spot. Again, I give them the only legitimate chance to take the division from the Patriots, even though I'm still picking the Patriots. I do think that if the Jets play their cards right, they do have an outside shot at getting to the playoffs. But first things first, I would start Sam Darnold. If they were to start Teddy Bridgewater, and indications are Teddy Bridgewater is actually looking quite well in camp as well, then maybe you could put them in that same range. Certainly you wouldn't have the growing pains that you would have with Sam Darnold. So I guess you could look at it with Teddy Bridgewater. To me, Teddy Bridgewater isn't a guy that you play. You play Teddy Bridgewater as for season. You see where he is at. You see if he's recovered from that knee injury. You get him some rest, and then you see if a team needs a quarterback and are willing to give you a few pieces for Teddy Bridgewater. That's You know, that was one of the things I heard, and it's really the only thing that makes sense to me with Teddy Bridgewater. If you go with McCown, you're clearly going with McCown to pave the way for Sam Darnold to be there as the reliable veteran. For Teddy Bridgewater, if he's playing pretty well, I don't see why you – he's only 25. I don't see why you even open that can of worms and start him. I mean, could – there's still potential there that Teddy Bridgewater could get, I don't want to say franchise quarterback. I know all Jets fans want that from Sam Darnold. But Teddy Bridgewater is still a guy, and I think, and we're going to discuss this in a moment, that the Jets defense will be good. They're always well coached on defense. I don't know what the hate is for Todd Bowles. This team, to me, is never ill-prepared by any measure. I mean, I've seen Todd Bowles make maybe decisions while coaching that leave you scratching your head as either going for two or not going for two. There are certainly those things, but that will happen. But I don't see this team as ever not being ready to play. So putting Teddy Bridgewater in with a decent defense that I think will only improve, you might have a shot with this team. So we'd have to look at that. I would go with Sam Darnold, assuming he's ready, and we'd have to see what Sam Darnold brings at first. The offensive line doesn't necessarily jump out at me. I did like the addition of Spencer Long, putting him at center. They got him in the offseason, but they got Spencer Long because they wanted that center quarterback connection with Kirk Cousins. They were hoping to get him, but he's a solid veteran. He's one of the better centers in this league. Washington has had a very underrated offensive line. They get underrated in that division with the offensive line play of the Cowboys and, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles as well. Two excellent offensive lines, but Spencer Long is a veteran. I think that's going to help. I think that's going to help Darnold. I worry a little bit about Kelvin Beachum at tackle. Kelvin Beachum's been around the league. He's the left tackle. He will be protecting the blind side. Kelvin Beachum is a guy who's only 6'3", however. I usually like tackles to be at least 6'5", 6'4", is kind of pushing it. So I worry about that with 6'3", but he's been in the league. He's played for teams like the Steelers. I don't think that this offensive line is completely, just out of it. So we'll have to see. Isaiah Crowell, I think a decent addition. Let's see what he does, though, now that he can, he's actually playing for a team where it's not the somebody stats that you could say he got with the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if it's the case of they were on 0-16, someone's got to get these yardage, or if he did play well. I'd lean more to he played pretty well, but he's probably not as good as made out to be, but he's still a nice addition. Elijah McGuire, I think, can do some things. You did add Terrell Pryor. We would have to see. I'm surprised that the Jets are not taking a chance on Dez Bryant, who's still unavailable. I know you could say, well, maybe we don't want to put Dez Bryant in with a rookie quarterback. We don't want to stunt the development. That's a fair enough point. I think that the Jets, though, a few playmakers for Darnold. I'd see if you could get a better left tackle in there. I don't know how you would do it at this point, but I don't like that they didn't address that tackle position. But I think with Spencer Long, I don't think the offensive line is terrible, and there's a chance on this offense. You have Quincy Nua coming back from injury. He was certainly a decent weapon. Robbie Anderson, Jermaine Curse, you have some things to work with here for Sam Darnold. And I kind of like the more steady options for a young cornerback. People say, well, who's the number one? All these things. Of course, if you brought Dez Bryant in, you'd have that, but you also wouldn't ruin that. Understand, if you bring in Dez Bryant, you'd still have all these other pieces. Someone would get bumped off. But when you have a few options, it becomes easier for a young quarterback, in my opinion. It may sound a bit strange, but okay, I have, Jermaine Curse. I know I have a Quincy Nua going down the field. Robbie Anderson in the slot. Jermaine Curse, more of that 10, 15-yard stick guy. Terrell Pryor, a guy who just, can really go downfield, do a lot of things. You can get it to him in a screen pass. You have a lot more options for a young quarterback. So I think those are good things. But really what I would say would make or break the New York Jets is going to be, besides whether or not they start Sam Darnold, of course, I'm expecting that they will start him, is what can this defense do? Picked up Tremaine Johnson, nice addition. Morris Claiborne, still only 28 years old. If he can stay on the field, Morris Claiborne, you know, people put Morris Claiborne in the bust category. The guy's been injured. When he's been able to play, I've seen Morris Claiborne be maybe not the, you know, elite corner that thought when the Cowboys traded up to get him, but I've seen him be a productive pro who can certainly be professional and help you win football games. So Tremaine Johnson in there. You have a decent secondary. I like Buster Skrine as the third corner playing those slot guys. Of course, I really like Jamal Adams at safety and Marcus May as well, the two guys now going into their second year. I think they have a very good secondary that can help. Now, they've cut down a little bit on the defensive line, of course, in years. Leonard Williams, I feel, is one of the best, you know, defensive linemen, whether you want to say he's a tackle, whether you want to say he's a defensive end. The Jets, of course, play in a 3-4 defense, so he's a down lineman in that case. Essentially, everyone is basically a tackle in that situation. They have him listed as a defensive tackle, as a defensive end, but in the 3-4 scheme, the ends and tackles are basically interchangeable. Their job is to get pressure up the middle. Their job is to eat up blockers and allow the linebackers to make plays. So I still like what you get from a Leonard Williams on the defensive line. You've gotten rid of guys like Muhammad Wilkerson, Sheldon Richardson over the years. So maybe addition by subtraction, we'd have to see. I don't think it's all doom and gloom, though, on the Jets' defensive side of the ball. Steve McClendon, a guy you bring in, has played with the Pittsburgh Steelers. That's nice. You know, their linebackers, not really terrible at all. I think Darren Lee is coming into his own at this point in his career, but we'd have to keep an eye on it. You know, there's still David Bass is a guy who was leading the team in sacks. I heard that on the radio today at one point, but you know, he's like your fifth best linebacker, so that could be a problem. Let's keep an eye on it with the New York Jets as they progress in training camp and what happens. But the things that I could see derailing the Jets, frankly, I could see this team starting Josh McCown, playing their first 8-9 games and being 3-5, 4-5, being, you know, on the cusp. I don't think anyone in the wild card situations, apart from maybe a Kansas City. Again, a Kansas City, that's another story. I'm not sold on the Kansas City Chiefs as everyone else is. I know everyone loves Mahomes. But you lose your best offensive player in Alex Smith was the team's best offensive player last year and their best defensive player. And everyone's still in love with Marcus Peters. Everyone's still in love with Kansas City because I think that the Los Angeles Chargers are going to win that division. But okay, I'll give you that as a potential team that you're looking at and saying, okay, solid wild cards, either the Chargers or the Chiefs. And then, you know, basically I'd say everyone, even the Colts with Andrew Luck coming back in the AFC South, you could look at as, you know, possibly penciling in being in that chase. But remember, if a division is that good as the South might be this year, and the South is also playing the NFC East, so they're playing the defending champion, Philadelphia Eagles, if the Cowboys, and as a fan, I think they're going to be better than they were last year, and they were still 9-7, but either way, you're still playing the defending champions in that division. So that would bring everything down for the AFC South. So really, if you're say 4-5 with a Josh McCown, then you're like, wait, we might have a chance. Do we put Darnold in? Darnold's ready. Should we have just started him from the season? That's why I think you just start the guy in the season if he looks ready. He could also look ready in camp and the offensive line just be, you know, is just so bad. You're like, no, I don't think the offensive line is great by any means, but I don't see a situation with this Jets offensive line that you're going to look at it and be like, oh man, we can't, you know, put a rookie quarterback out there. I don't see that. Brian Winters has been productive. So there's still good enough professionals on that offensive line that if he's ready to go, you send him out. The same thing could happen with Teddy, or you could decide to go with Teddy Bridgewater. Again, I don't really get bringing in Teddy Bridgewater. It does not make any sense. I don't know if they promised Bridgewater the potential of starting. I don't know what they did to get him in, but you know, maybe Bridgewater, this was just where he'd make the most money. And that's why he went, thinks he can win that job. But you put him in, and they could be maybe even better this season with Teddy Bridgewater just for this season than they would with Sam Darnold. I can definitely see that happening. But then the problem is, well, what do you do? You know, what it, I'd make no joke about this. I could see this team going 10-6 with Teddy Bridgewater. If this defense, if the front seven is able to do what it needs to do, I think that secondary can be very strong. And, you know, that will also help the front seven. I think Leonard Williams is still productive enough. And, you know, Darren Lee has really kind of come into his own, that you have at least two good enough guys. Leonard Williams, to me, is top end. But you at least have, you know, a top end guy and a decent guy in the linebacking position that with that secondary, you'll be able to make things happen enough on defense. I could definitely see them going with Teddy Bridgewater and being 10-6. And then if you're the Jets, what happens? You're make the playoffs, don't make the playoffs. It was the same thing with Ryan Fitzpatrick. You got a guy who you never thought was going to lead you to a 10-6 season, and then you've been trying to recover from it ever since. So that could be a situation. But I think it's very important, and everything are, as we said, we had Josh Norman looking good, or Josh Norman saying that Sam Darnold looks good in this situation. Where they practice together. So take it for what it's worth. I don't think Josh Norman is the type of guy who'd come out and say, you know, anything, you know, kindly, you know, just he's not coming out just to say good things. Maybe a Jets reporter asked him, I don't know. But I've been hearing, we saw Darnold look good in his preseason game. We've been hearing good things about Darnold. If he's ready to go, he's ready to go, and you take the growing pains. Now, could that be a – and, again, I don't think that the Jets will be able to dethrone the Patriots. I think the Jets will probably be around 7-9, 8-8. Teddy Bridgewater, if he were to be playing, I would probably pen, and Teddy Bridgewater is, of course, back from the injury. I see this team at 9-7, 10-6. I think if everything goes right with Sam Darnold, you could have them in that situation. But, again, I'm looking at a 7-9, 8-8 team. But remember, that's the that's a couple breaks, you know, early on in the season. I think that's what helped propel them when they had Ryan Fitzpatrick. A lot of people don't ever seem to realize this with the NFL year. Yeah, there are, you know, the Browns, the Dolphins this year. There are teams that are going to be bad. There are teams that are going to be good. The Eagles, the Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers. But there are teams that I think very much comes down to the type of start you get off to, and it really dictates, you know, how you go the rest of the season. Case in point would be the Los Angeles Rams last year. Now, the Rams should be good this year. I like the Rams. I like their additions. I think they've put too much talent on the field not to be good. But if you remember, the Rams just completely trounced the Indianapolis Colts, it was, in week one last season. The Colts, without Andrew Luck, were not a good team. And I think that those things really make a difference. I don't look at it as momentum or anything that's, you know, abstract in those sort of sense. But I think it I think players, especially if you have a game like that, you get off to a 3-1 start instead of being 1-3. You know, that could be, you could be looking at a 7-9 team. You get off to a 3-1 start, all of a sudden you're 10-6 because you got off to a good start. You start believing in the coaching staff. Now, that's not the same as momentum, but you start buying in much more. I don't think that is at all an abstract. I think momentum is abstract. I don't think when, oh, you know, guys are bought in and very much in tune to what's going on, they're listening to the coaches, they're, and I don't want to say that they all don't listen to the coaches, that's not the point, but they're very bought into what the coaches are saying, and then you start elevating your game that way. So that could be something that really helps the New York Jets. I'm actually going to check their schedule right now to see. Now, starting the season, you go to Detroit. Look at this early start for the Jets. At Detroit, I'm not sure about the Detroit Lions. the Dolphins who you should beat. Then you have the Browns. Then you have to go to Jacksonville, who we would expect Jacksonville is going to continue off what they did last year. Then you have at home three games, the Denver Broncos, Indianapolis Colts, Minnesota Vikings. You're looking at 1-2-3-4-5-2 start after you're done at home against the Vikings. And who knows, maybe they can beat the Vikings. You don't even know. At Chicago, and then you go on the road for at Chicago, at Dolphins, and then back home for the Buffalo Bills. Very favorable schedule. So, again, if the Jets get off to a decent – and that's why I'm saying if Teddy Bridgewater can go and he's ready, I would see this team as the playoffs. I'm not even saying that they shouldn't try to make the playoffs. I just don't get it as – and you could see McCown even taking this team to a few victories. McCown had the team at 4-7, and they were nowhere near what they are now. So a very, very good schedule for the Jets this year. They finish up tough after that game against the Bills. Home to the Patriots, on the road to the Titans, on the road to the Bills. I expect the Bills to be right around there. Texans, Packers, Patriots. So it could crumble down the stretch. But, you know, you get off to a decent start. Like I said, you're bought in more. You come out of that, you're 6-3 minimum. Let's say they give one of those games away. 6-3 is not unreasonable for the Jets to be before they hit out in their final seven. 7-3 before they hit out on their final six. 2-4 gets you at 9-7, right? You might go 3-3. Maybe you go into Tennessee and beat the Titans. Maybe you can take the Packers at home. Maybe Houston, the injury bug still continues to hit them. Maybe New England's resting on that last week when you go there. Or you can beat the Patriots at home. It's not like they haven't played the Patriots well. So a lot of things here that could break for the Jets. I think they should start Sam Darnold, and I think that would be the most important thing. But to me, Teddy Bridgewater in a vacuum, Teddy Bridgewater would be the option. But I don't like starting Teddy Bridgewater, a guy who's only 25, was certainly on the way up. I don't think Minnesota should have given up on him the way that they did, but they did. But certainly this could be a very compelling situation if he's ready to go. And he's a guy who's played with good defenses before. So we got to keep an eye on what happens in the rest of training camp. Who knows, maybe a quarterback goes down and they send Bridgewater there. I mean, if you have them, I don't see just trading them for picks unless someone's going to just blow you away. So there are these funny factors that could hurt the Jets. But all in all, I'd go with Sam Darnold, and I can see this team actually being surprisingly good. And everyone's really down on the Jets this year, and they are really high on the New York Giants. But I'm thinking most of the people high on the New York Giants are the people here in the New York area. The Giants are not getting much love, and I just don't see it. And you look at the Giants' schedule, on the other hand, Jaguars at Cowboys, at Texans, versus the Saints, home for the Saints, at Panthers, at Eagles, at Falcons, and even the Redskins, who I don't think are that bad, and it's still a division game, at the 49ers. Okay, much different, you know, set of circumstances. So, again, it's, you know, why we do this show. We talk about media coverage. Look out for the Jets, not the Giants. All right, that's it for tonight. We will catch you all next week as we continue to progress into the NFL season. We'll see if we get a story coming up for that moving forward. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and have a good night.